Hi, I'm Glenn Vaughan. I'm the chief executive of the British Chamber of Commerce here in Brussels. I decided around about 12 o'clock that I was not going to stay up all night. At that point, indeed, like lots of other people, I went to bed feeling mildly positive, optimistic, and woke up to the result as it was. We had, of course, prepared for both possibilities, given that all of the polls and the betting and everything else said it was going to be extremely close either way. I think the main thing for us is that the relationship, economic, social, cultural, political relationship between the UK and the rest of the EU and Belgium, because we're here too, is still immensely important. And so whatever else happens, that's the same tomorrow, in the next weeks and months, as it was yesterday. So we'll be saying to the people that make decisions, you have to do the very best that you can to preserve that valuable and important relationship, even though we know it's going to be difficult. Businesses would like things, that always like things, to be clear and straightforward, even if they don't especially like how it is. It's better that you know how it is. So, indeed, before the vote, we were saying the first most difficult part of a Leave vote would be uncertainty. And that's what we have. And we have a myriad of questions which I can't begin to answer straight away. And political leaders are going to have to address all of those questions. I think that practically the idea of an agreement that can be struck within the two-year period that we have from invoking our exit clause is very difficult to do. And that's because of all of the political pressures that were exposed during the campaign and the important pressures on the rest of our European partners. So it's going to be hugely difficult to come up with a neat, quick answer, but that is what we will be pressing for. I will want to be addressing their concerns. I'll want to be listening to them and getting my instructions, let's say, as well as, you know, giving people some reassurance of what we can do. In the next couple of years, people are going to need to be very well informed about how this process is evolving on an individual basis and also for their businesses. And they're going to need organizations like ours to be absolutely on the ball in order that they can plan their lives, plan their businesses, plan their future.